The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus said to his disciples, "You have heard that it was said, 'You shall love your neighbor and hate your enemy.' But I say to you, love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you, that you may be children of your heavenly Father. For he makes his sun rise on the good and the bad, and causes rain to fall on the just and the unjust. For if you love those who love you, what recompense will you have? Do not tax collectors do the same? And if you greet your brothers only, what is unusual about that? Do not the pagans do the same? So be perfect, just as your heavenly Father is perfect." The Gospel of the Lord. The fathers of the church say today's words are the fulfillment of the law of love. What is the foundation of the law of love? It's the words we heard yesterday. Remember when our Lord says, "You've heard that it was said, an eye for an eye, a tooth for a tooth." My brothers and sisters, what is oftentimes the immediate reaction when someone causes us pain? When they hurt us severely, when they have inflicted a deep wound on us? We want revenge. And we want to hurt them more than they hurt us so they never do that again. I remember as a little boy, when I was playing at school, there was a little kid who cheated every day on the playground. We'd play soccer, he'd pick up the ball, he'd run down the field, he'd throw it in the goal. I'd come home frustrated. So my dad said, "You know what, Jeremy, don't let him do that. You give him a warning, you say, you do that again, there's going to be consequences. If he does it again, you warn him a second time. If he does it a third time, you go up and you punch him in the nose." My mom didn't like getting that phone call from the principal. Hurt them more than they hurt you, and they won't do it again. So what does our Lord do with the ancient Israelites? He says, "I don't want you to go beyond that which is just. There is a natural law. There is equal retribution. If someone steals your cow, they owe you a cow. If someone commits murder, they deserve to die. But don't go beyond that." Then when our Lord Jesus Christ comes, what does he say? "I don't call you to follow the law of justice, the natural law. I call you to follow the law of love, the divine law. When someone causes you pain, I don't want there to have to be repayment. In fact, I want you to go beyond that in the other direction. You give them even more than the pain they have inflicted upon you in goodness." The best example that I could think of quickly was from the book Les Mis, the movie Les Mis. When the man's released from prison and the bishop allows him to stay in his home for a night, and he discovers this very nice set of candlesticks, the finest possession the bishop owned. When the bishop wakes up the next morning, the candlesticks are gone. He goes down the street and the man has been caught by the authorities. What could the bishop have done in that moment? He could have said, "You know what, you're going back to jail." It would have been severe, but he could have done it. Or he could have just followed the natural law. "You know, you just give that back to me, or you repay me what they're worth, and we're good." He could have said, "You know what? Keep the candlesticks. They're yours." What did he do? "My brother, you forgot these. Not just the candlesticks, but here's all the fine china that goes with them that led to the transformation of that man's life." Today, our Lord says, on top of all of that, "I want you to have love for the individual to whom I call you to do good." He asks for three things that we owe to every person: to love them, to do good to them, and to pray for them. Sometimes we're content with, "You know, I'm going to pray for that guy. You know, it's going to be hard, but I choose to love them." To love them, to do good to them, and to pray for them. We owe that to everyone.